Welcome to Faith Radio Leaders with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio Show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. Worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors, and eagerly wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desire is to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Ingrid Green Adams is a 1983 magna cum laude graduate of Southern University in New Orleans, Louisiana. She retired from the Department of Homeland Security as an intelligence research specialist in 2013. Ms. Adams is the co-owner of Green's consulting company specializing in consultation and motivational speaking, junior high school level. She holds an honorary appointment to the Professional Women's Advisory Board. She's also a member and the poetry fellowship leader of the Southern Christian Writers Guild of Gretna, Louisiana, as well as the poetry leader of Algiers Regional Library Writing Group in New Orleans, Bell Baptist Church in Luling, Louisiana. In her spare time, she enjoys working with children as a youth Bible teacher, mentor, and tutor. She is a lifelong resident of St. Charles Parish. Ladies and gentlemen, Facing Your Fears, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Facing Your Fears radio talk show. Thanking everyone who is tuned in on today's show. Our topic for today is Does My Life Matter? I thank God for each of you. Our special guest today is Minister Glenda Brown, the Director of SCLC Justice for Girls, and Assistant Director Elder Kimley Gray Harmon, both of Macon, Georgia, and serve there in their communities and surrounding area for SCLC Justice for Girls, founded by Mrs. Catherine Steele of SCLC Atlanta, Georgia. Before we begin our show on today, I ask everyone to join me in a special prayer for my little dear cousin, Latina Algeret, who had a major surgery on yesterday, and the doctors are saying she has to go back to another surgery real soon. Mm-hmm. Also, co-host Mrs. Adam Green, dear friend who was in a real bad accident. But we know God is a healer, and we know that he has never lost a patient. Let us close our eyes and let us bow our heads into prayer. Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity once more and again. Father God, to be a part of, Father God, Facing Your Fears here on Block Talk Radio. Father God, we thank you for an opportunity, Father God, to reach out, Father God, and help someone, Father God. We pray that, Father God, all that we say and do would be pleasing in thy sight, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we ask that you send your spirit, Father God, to direct us, Father God, and what we must say and do, Father God. And, oh, Father God, we pray, Father God, for a very special, special healing. Oh, my dear cousin, Father God, Latina, Father God, we ask that you go into the hospital, Father God, and go into her room, Father God, and Father God, touch her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that, Father God, all of her aches and pains, Father God, oh, Father God, you can remove it right now, Father God. We declare healing in the mighty name of Jesus because we know you're a healer, Father God, and we know that you adopted and never lost a case. We pray that, Father God, for Miss Green, Father God's friend that was in a car accident, Father God, any bones that are broken in his body, that you mend them back together. We'd be so careful to give you the glory and the honor and all of the praise. And, Father God, we pray that this talk show go forward in your name, Father God, and everything that we do and say be pleasing in your sight. And at the end of the show, Father God, that you make it to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Before I let my special guests introduce themselves, let me give you a brief summary on today's topic. Today's episode is a subject that everyone should be educated on and have information that can help prevent this sick, deadly crime comes to an end. Special guest minister Glenda Brown, director of Justice for Girls and Sex and Human Trafficking, with her special guest, Elder Kimberly Gray Herman, Assistance Director, Justice for Girls and Sex Human Trafficking, will be discussing their educational important subject. Fearing at all times, this can have a huge impact on our children around the world. Be aware that the most scary thing is that it is happening right here in our own backyards, neighborhoods, playgrounds, shopping areas, schools, bus stops, and many other places where our children can be caught up and taken away to be sold and forced into human trafficking, which also it is a largely connected to another deadly environment, which is domestic violence. Tune in and stay tuned in with us as we go forward with this subject on today, and I pray that someone out there that is listening that can go back and help educate their children and educate their communities and encourage the leaders there in their communities to learn more about this deadly crime. Good evening, Mrs. Brown.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Kimberly, if she's on the phone with us now. If she's on the phone, I ask her to please press the number one on her phone so I can tune her in on today's show. Is she available yet, Ms. Brown?
No, she's not.
Okay, well, we'll go forward with what we have on today. Ms. Brown, I ask that at this time you introduce yourself further to our listeners, and I'll give you that opportunity to do so now.
Good evening. My name is Minister Glenda Brown. Presently, I hold the position of Director for Justice of Girls, Sex and Human Trafficking, SELC Macon Beer. It's my pleasure to come on to tell you a little more about this matter. It's my pleasure to tell you the seriousness of this crime. I am pleased to talk to many people that I can, and pleased to announce the news, give the news, and talk about it, whether it be on radio, TV, or on the phone. I am here now, and the most important things about this subject is that everybody's life does matter. My topic today is, yes, your life does matter. My topic is on sex and human trafficking. Yes, human trafficking is the recruitment, transportation, transfer, and harboring or receipt of a person. They can use means such as threats. They can use force or other forms. That can be some abduction or fraud or deception for the purpose of exploitation. See, when many people talk about human trafficking, that also involves many other types of trafficking. You have sex trafficking, you have labor trafficking, as well as human trafficking. Most of this around our area in the state of Georgia is mostly sex and human trafficking in our area. This is becoming a very serious problem. It is growing each and every day. As I speak, there has been someone snatched away from their parents, snatched from their home, snatched from the store. We just have to be very careful as to what we do when we go on the outside of our house, because children, little children, are the one that is most vulnerable for this type of crime. That may come up a stranger. A child might be in the store with their mother shopping and go away and go to the toy department someone might come along, look very nice, kind, say a little words to the child. The child begins to trust that person. And then they're looking at something particular that they want. And the stranger would say, I would buy it for you. Come on, let's go pay for it. The child has engaged in a small conversation with a stranger, but she gained trust in him from the smile upon his or her face. And they would go along with a person right quick. They would say, we're going to pay for this right quick. And then you can tell your mother or parents, someone just bought you that. You don't even have to mention my name, nor point me out. And they let innocent child would go along with them. But the last thing you know, they will be walking straight out that door. Children, it is very important when you are with one of your parents at the store. I see this all the time in the shopping mall, in the grocery store. Stay right by your parents. Do not walk away saying you want to see this and you want to see that. Because a person can snatch you up within a minute or two. And the store is crowded. People are not paying no attention. They're not paying any attention. They just see, it could be a lady, and she's holding a little child's hand. So the customer will feel that child belongs to that person. But it's very important, children, that you stay with your parents at all times. There might be incidents where there's a lot of parents in the community that have to work one and two jobs. There's not a father in the household. Children are running up and down the street. And guess who's watching them? Trafficker. They are watching everything that child is doing. When that mother away working, yes, I understand it's very important that the parents sometimes have to work one or two jobs. But it's also important that the parent make sure that they have someone watching over their underage child while they are at work. You cannot leave a child at home and say, you stay in the house and watch TV. Don't let no one into this house. Do not go outside. I would say 75% of children would be disobedient. They will go outside. They will go up to strangers. They will see someone walking down, and that person have been watching them. Know their parents is gone. Just walking up and down the street, going to different people's houses. Person can tell that person is hungry. Offer to take that person to a restaurant, a fast food place. Buy them some food. And I bring you back home. They snatch them right then. That person go along with them. And another thing, parents, what we must watch, young teenagers. Yes, when they get over the age between 12 and 14 and 16, yes, they are looking at their opposite sex. But you must talk to them, parents, about these older men. You must talk to them. They have many things young teenagers want. Oh, they love those shoes, those name brand tennis shoes. They want those shoes. It's like their friends have on those shoes. Oh, they would get an older boyfriend. He would start buying them some, giving them whatever they want, providing them with things their parents cannot afford to do. But they would buy it for them. That boyfriend would buy it for them. And the next thing you know, he would have that young lady, young girl, to run away with them. Oh, when they run away with that person, a month or two, everything is fine. But after 3 or 4 months, oh, that done got old to the man. The man changes his mind. Oh, I done did for you. Now it's time for you to do for me. And the next thing you know, that man will have that young teenage girl out there setting her body, prostituting, or take her to other different places. Not only do they have to be in a home, they could be at a massage park. They could be an escort service. Mothers, parents, We must watch what our children do on the internet. We must watch the page. And where they go.
You are still listening to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by evangelist Norma Chapman. I want to encourage all of your listeners on today. Remember, if you want to say anything on the show, have any questions or comments, or if you have a story to share with our listeners on today, please press the number 1 on your phone, and I will be able to get an icon, and I will open up your line to speak to our listeners on today. Mrs. Brown, thank you for the introduction, and I would like to ask you, Ms. Brown, can you share with our listeners on today what justice for girls, what that is, and how important it is to our community? And I need you to be very brief with this because a lot of people may not be familiar with the SCLC, the initials SCLC. What exactly is SCLC? What does it stand for? So our listeners who isn't familiar with this can have and hear and have a better understanding of what SCLC really stands for and what they really do for our citizens.
Okay. SCLC stands for Southern Christian Leadership Council. It was founded by the late Dr. Martin Luther King. Justice for Girls was founded by our director. She's living in Atlanta, Georgia. She is the wife of Dr. Steer. Her name is Miss Catherine Steer. She is the director for Justice for Girls. She has seen many cases.
She's also the Mr. Steele, who you just named. He is the president of the national president of SCLC. Am I correct?
You are correct. She is the wife. Dr. Steele is the president for the national in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Another question I would like to ask you before you continue with your teaching on today. I want to get my little few questions out the way. I'm turning the mic back over to you, Ms. Brown. But exactly what do SCLC do for the citizens and how it's important to our citizens here in the United States and international as well?
SCLC is have the goal to go out to educate. We would like to educate parents, all adults, and children. We go out and educate them on the awareness of human trafficking. First of all, you have to realize that trafficking is a problem. Once a person realizes that it's a problem, then things will come forward. We will work together with the community to educate them on ways in looking out for this type of crime that is taking place right there in their own community.
So Justice for Girls has a special attachment to this organization. Am I right? It has its own committee, and this committee, I understand, because I am a part of SCLC, and at one time I was the chairperson for the New Orleans chapter here in the city of New Orleans. And to let our listeners get a clear picture of what we're talking about today, we're talking about children that's being snatched up from the bus stations, bus stops, and shopping malls, and playgrounds, and as well as in their own backyards when they play, sitting on their front porch. And what these perpetrators do, they take them, they snatch them, and they kidnap them and lure them away from their homes. And Once they have come in contact with the perpetrator, they take and they will sell them off to human traffickers, which may be in another country, could be very well right here in the United States. But I guarantee you, once your child has been apprehended by one of these perpetrators, you will never see them again. They can also lose their lives as well. And as Ms. Brown was saying as she was speaking, that they become prostitutes. Now, the reason how they become prostitutes is because they taken, they beat them and they drug them, and they're scared. And they are slaves. Slaves become slaves to these perpetrators. So we're talking today about the topics about children's sex, human trafficking, control, power, crime, and very informative information on how to educate your children, how it impacts our children, the slavery of what the slaves that your children become once they are in these perpetrators' hands. They can also lead them into death. Their lives can be taken. They become prostitutes. They're in fear. And this is what makes them do whatever the perpetrators are asking them to do. To make sure that they do it, they're drugs on heroin, cocaine, pills, all manner of drugs to get them to be in control of our children. And this is what the topic is about today. A very, very important topic on how to educate our little girls and boys as well. There are perpetrators that also sell little boys because there are men who like to have sexual activities with boys as well. So we're talking about our children being lured away from home and then forced into human trafficking and being beaten, drugged, and to become slaves for these perpetrators. Ms. Brown, since you have been the director of SCLC Justice for Girls, I see on your Facebook page that you share a lot of information on certain human trafficking that has been occurring around the United States and also outside the United States. So a story that you shared that really caught my attention was about this young lady who had finished high school, and she was offered a job, and she was so excited about leaving home and taking this trip to another country. And she thought she was going to be able, she was going to start working. And when she got there, she learned that she had been bought by the person who had bought her from the human trafficking perpetrators. And in this story that I read, she said that she was forced to take care of this individual husband and to clean him, and also that they put food on her back and they were forced to eat from her back. But that's not the most important part. The most important part, all of it is important, don't get me wrong, but the most devastating part is when she found out that she had had surgery, and she found out that the person who bought her husband needed a kidney. And they took and operated on this child and took her kidney and gave it to the perpetrator's husband. And she woke up to find out that one of her kidneys was gone. Now, you don't necessarily mean you become a prostitute. You can be forced into doing all other things, all manner of evil, and other stories that you have shared on Facebook. And what I want to really encourage our listeners on today, that this can very well happen to one of our children, grandchildren, neighbors' children, family members, friends. It's happening every day right here in the United States, right here in our own backyard. So I'm going to turn the show back over to Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, has Mrs. Herman come in yet? Is she available to join? I don't see her number online. I don't know whether she's able to get in the studio at this time. We have a lot of callers that's online with us as we are discussing this important subject. If she's there, maybe you can probably see how your mic open up your speakerphone and see whether or not it would interfere in the studio, and maybe she can join in on the conversation, because I don't see her number to bring her into the studio at this time. She may have been too late to join us. I'm still looking for her number, and as soon as I see it, I will bring her into the studio.
She's still not available. She's still not here.
Okay, well, we will continue. You're still listening to Facing Your Fears Talk Show, Black Talk Radio, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I want to let you all know that the co-host today, Ms. Ingram Green Adams, is not with us on today. But her prayers were with us. As I said earlier, her friend was in a bad car accident, and she's taking care of them at this time. And she'll be present. She'll be back on the radio with us next Thursday doing our regular scheduled time. And at this time, I will let Mrs. Brown continue her conversation on Does My Life Matter? She's asking a question to the listeners out there. Does these children's life matter to us? And some little girl is crying out, that's in the hands of a perpetrator, is crying out, does my life matter? Yes. And we can do something to help these little girls before they are in these perpetrators' hands. Let's learn more about what we can do. And remember to press the number one on your phones and join in on this interesting, exciting, interesting topic on today. Does my life matter? Ms. Brown.
Yes. Yes.
Young lady, your life does matter. One thing, teachers can be very important in helping us with this matter. See, if they notice unexplained absence from school for a long period of time and therefore, you know, that's something strange that they continue to stay out of school. And see, sometimes there may be a victim that is demonstrating an inability to attend this school regularly. They might come one month and the next month they are not there. So that is a way to help identify a victim, probably human trafficking. And another thing, young ladies, some of them run away from home. You will notice a lot of young teenagers out on the street. They are run away, they run away from home, and they can get trapped into that, in this situation. And some of them might speak about traveling to frequent countries and other cities. And who are they traveling with? And who is the person taking them there? So sometimes question that person who is telling you about all these different events. And another thing to look out for physical trauma. Look out for withdrawal behavior. Look out for depression or fear. Sometimes there's a lack of control over a person. They might not even have access to their own identification, their own driver license, their own document. Why doesn't that person have it? Why is another person holding that person's ID? You might notice a person that looks malnourished and sometimes inappropriate dress. They inappropriate dress for the weather condition. It might be cold outside. And you might notice this young lady walking up and down the street with some very short, thin clothing on. That's a sign, too. Something is not right. We might even know the signs of drug addiction, that this person, sometimes they are shaking, they are trembling, they are saying they need a fix, and man, help me, help me. Why are they doing that? Because the injured vision will have got them hooked on drugs. In order to have a stronghold onto that young lady or young man, they will hook them on drugs, and they be dependent on that drug, and they will do anything to meet their supply, their needs. So those are some of the ways to help identify a victim of human trafficking. Look out for those things. Those things are very important to look out for. There are many incidents that happen to us as we walk up and down the street. You know, sometimes we might use the term, no, I don't want people to think I'm nosy. But when you're in a restaurant and you see a group of people, and that's a black man, a white lady, different color, nationality, or children, and that looks strange, and you notice these people leave in a van, and the van only have two windows. That's up front. But in the back, you can't see the people who sitting in the second and third row. Be suspicious of that car. Be suspicious of how the children are acting. You're not being nosy, but you're just being concerned. If you suspect it, call. call your local police. The local police office will try to track down that car, and they will get assets, and they will get help for any other agency that they need, like the DPI or the FBI. And they suspect that that person who called them were right about that car and those children. We are not being nosy. You're just being concerned. Because those children's lives matter. It's very important. It matters. Every human being's lives matter. And we want them to be treated right. We want young children to grow up and experience that childhood. We don't want them to be traumatized the rest of their life. And there are true cases where there are survivors or human traffickers. But that person, he or she, may need help the rest of their life. They might need help for mental illness. They might need help for depression. They might need help in trusting someone. They might need help in vocational skills. When a person snaps them away, they were in junior high. And right now, they're probably in their late 20s. They will need help. They need a lot of rehabilitation. But we have to be very concerned about everybody's life. Yes, people don't look, all of us don't look the same. All of us don't act the same. But all of us have a soul. And God loves all of us. He created all, everybody. So your life does matter. I don't care what way that person is carrying them. The way, the position. Why are they in that position? Why are they out there prostituting? Why are they acting the way they do? Why do you only see them only at night and not in the daytime? What happened to this person? They used to be there at their house, but I don't see them anymore. We have to be very concerned about people's lives. It's very important. And as for justice, if we do spite a person and they be prosecuted, it is our responsibility and being on that council to make sure justice is being served. Justice means that that person be punished for what they have did to that victim. You're making sure they go to court. You're making sure that they get the right sentence, but they won't be able to get out on bond and go out and do it again and grab another person. You're making sure society is doing what needs to be done, that the judges, the police officers are doing what needs to be done. And another incident with an emergency room, the nurses and the doctors, the same old person, they're coming in every 2 or 3 months with a black eye, broken arm, rear broken. What has happened to that individual? That individual's life matters. Why did this happen to that person? Her life matters. His life matters. So we have to be very concerned for our other mankind. We have to look out, not being nosy, but being suspicious. And it will help that save someone.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. You are still listening to Facing Your Fears radio talk show by hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Brown, I want to take the time out now to give a little information on human trafficking and the purpose for Justice for Girls and the goals that the organization SCLC are providing and why they are providing sort of help, and give some more information in reference to what's going on and what the reports that has been revealed by the FBI. In August of 2009, the Interfaith Children Movement reported revealed that the FBI concluded that in the United States, the sexual exposure of children became the third largest money makers for organized crime. The June of 2012 U.S. Department of State Trafficking in Persons reported determined that the trafficking in persons can occur in the managed in massage parlors, excuse me, street prostitution, hotel services. However, other research indicates that young women in urban centers are being both cahooted and, that the research indicates that young women in urban centers are being both concluded and kidnapped into sex trafficking. According to the U.S. Department of State, almost 3,000 American children are at risk for trafficking into the sex industries. The United States Department of Justice report that girls and young as 5 and 6 years are forced to do sexual acts for economic gain by their pimps. 797,500 children under 18 was reported missing in 1 year period, while research shows that these numbers average 2,185 children record missing each day. We're talking about every day. Every day there's 2,185 children being apprehended by these perpetrators. The purpose for Justice for Girls seeks to enhance, to enlighten awareness of human trafficking within communities, using education to empower individuals and groups to actively work to interact in this injustice, to stand in the gap, and to help educate our parents at our schools and our communities. They're standing in the gap, and they're working on behalf of our communities, on behalf of our children, so that they will not get caught up in such environment. The goal, their goals are through seminars, workshops, public forums, round the table discussion, a partnership with other organizations. And CLC will educate and increase awareness of sex trafficking of children in the United States. And the initiative will increase knowledge on why and how girls become sex trafficking victims, identifying and sharing information on how to recognize the sex trafficking victims, educating communities on actions, steps to take when one support a child, when one suspects a child is a victim. Educating communities on ways to avoid criminalization victims. Educating communities on identifying where trafficking crimes occur in the neighborhood. Providing trainers programs within communities to increase leadership around the issue. Now, the partnerships that the Justice for Girls will form, partnership with corporations, churches, local, state, and national organizations to achieve the outlined goals of the initiative. I encourage all of our listeners out there today to get involved with your community, to call your local law enforcement, and find out what's going on in your area. Find out how you can become a part of, how you can help bring this deadly, sick environment to an end. Get involved with your local SCLC, Southern Christian Leaderships. This organization is worldwide in every city. It's not in your town. It's near your town. Find out how you can join in with the SCLC. Join in on the fight. Join in with your law enforcement and see what help that you can be to a young girl that's crying out, "Does my life matter?" We're coming to the part where now we have a lot of listeners, and I see we have a lot of people that wants to join in on this conversation today. So at this time, let's open up our line and hear what our listeners have to say. They've been holding off for quite some time now. I'm going to open up the line and ask the callers that they may be able to speak. Hello, listener. Phone number 225, last four digits, 1692. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
We're blessed. How are you?
Oh, I'm very blessed today. So, see, this is the oldest of cousin, niece, and cousin.
Norma, hey, how are you doing? How are you doing?
Yes, I am very, very, very happy to be here. And Pastor Linda, how are you? Long time no hear. You was my pastor in Georgia at Home Ridge Apartment.
Glenda?
Yeah.
Wow. She's saying you called her in Georgia?
Yes, she was my pastor at Home Ridge Apartments where she used to have church service. Yes. And my daughter's dad.
I am Minister Glenda Brown.
I'm sorry, Minister.
I'm Minister.
Minister,
I don't have a
Linda
church.
Brown. Yes, I say always say pastor though. That just I boost you up.
Okay, and you who?
My name is Trinita Algeray, and my daughter's Jasmine, and we sat at your service, and we came to some of your Bible studies.
Mm-hmm. I presently attend Macedonia Church.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about that church, Macedonia?
Yes, ma'am. I do recall. It was a long time now. It was back in 2006, to be exact.
I'm sorry. I can't remember you right now.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. However, I wanted to tell y'all about the human trafficking experience that I have been going through. I live in Hammond, Louisiana, and it's bad, okay? A friend of ours, his fiance's cousin and her boyfriend went to the store with his mom at the Walmart in Hammond, and this man kept following her around the store, okay? He had no idea that her boyfriend was sitting in that back seat of that car. He tried to kidnap her. He followed her all the way out to the home and tried to kidnap her. And her boyfriend got out the car and snatched him and gave him a beat down and held him down till the police got there.
Thank God.
Thank God,
yeah.
Yes. One of them tried to pick my baby up on her way from the bus stop to our door. Yes. He passed by her 2 days in a row asking her, what's her name? Can he talk to her? Do she need a ride? And my baby told him, leave her alone. She saw him the next day. He did it again. So he went on around the corner of the curb where we lived that her father worked at the scrap yard. Where they spray their metals and they bring stuff like that and the aluminum cans and things. So she got in the door and she called her dad. She said, Dad, this man in the blue truck tried to pick me up again. And my husband, when that man got around that corner, my husband snatched him out of that truck and gave him a beat down. He was like, what did I do? He was like, if you ever, 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 ever try to talk to my 13-year-old daughter, pick her up, blow your horn at her, or anything, that he was going to kill him. We never seen that man again around there, to be honest with you. Ever again. And my baby's 24 now, but she was 13 at this time. And this man was trying to get my baby in this truck, and she was only 13.
My Lord.
Well, in an incident like that, it's best to write down the car tag number and a description of the car and the description of the person and call law enforcement. Don't you try to handle it yourself? Get the information from the tag, the car, and the description of the person and report it immediately.
That is so true. Look, we saved a little girl one night. This guy picked her up. Because she was trying to get by her grandmother house. She needed a ride. It was raining. He picked her up, and he was trying to kidnap her and take her straight up the interstate, and the baby jumped out the car. Okay? And she jumped over the gate off the interstate, and she ran to my front door. Out of all the doors on the road, she ran to mine, and she was banging, and it was pouring down rain. I was like, baby, what's wrong? She's like, this man tried to kidnap me. Just now, call the police. Oh, yeah, we called the police. I'm not sure if they caught him or not, but we called the police, gave the strip to another car, everything. Oh, my goodness. And this was another friend of the family that we knew, because Ham and Small, and we know everybody pretty much.
That's
yes,
why the community has to be educated
life.
On the different ways. That's why the community has to be educated on the different ways and how these trackers pick up these.
We do want so much is going on out here, y'all. It's terrible. It's terrible. And I heard this story about how they took this baby kid. It's not the first time I've heard that happen. This girl told me that happened to someone she knew, and they left the child in the tub in this hotel, just left her there to die. Left that baby there to die. They kidnapped this and took her, and she was gone about a week. They said they could not find this child and left that baby in a tub at a hotel. They took when they found her, they had took her liver and one of her kidneys.
My God. We do want to thank you for calling in, Ms. Adjuray, on today. We have so many callers that the whole dashboard is lit up for all the callers.
Well,
have something to say
I'm going
to
tell you,
subject,
I'll need all the information.
You.
I would love to be part of this team, okay?
Thank you so very much for calling in. I want to let all our listeners know that Mrs. Tina Adjuray, the one that we prayed for earlier, is Ms. Adjuray's sister. She's at the hospital now with her. And we thank God that they took the time to tune in on Facing Your Fears Radio talk show today. Continue to pray for Mrs. Algeray and continue to pray for her sister there at the hospital. And thank you so very much for calling in. And stay tuned in for the rest of the show. God bless you and God keep you.
You too.
To
love y'all. God bless.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
Calling you on the air. Caller. Number 478 Arico Labs, for this 8671. You are now on the air. Is that you, Ms. Brown?
No.
Okay,
this is Mrs. Harmon.
This is who, Mrs. Who?
Mrs. Harmon. This is Kimberly Harmon.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, you tuned in with the Dusty, one of our guests for today, and she was running late. She couldn't get in the studio with Mrs. Brown, and I'm going to leave your mic open and you can tune in. I'm going to come back to you. Let me get some of the callers now that have been waiting on the line that want to join in on this conversation today. Does my life matter? All right, and some callers have hung up at this. Some callers have hung up at this time. Ms. Kimberly, you can now go ahead and share some of information that you may have on human trafficking, domestic violence. At this time, I'll give you the opportunity to introduce yourself to the listeners. And technically, she was is one of the guests for today. She's running late, and we'll give her the opportunity to introduce herself and share some insights on the subject we're talking about, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and domestic violence. And she's the director, the assistant director to Mrs. Brown with SPLC Justice for Girls. Ms. Kimberly, you may now have an opportunity to speak to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Harmon. I do apologize for being late. I had an emergency. But I would like to just say that this is happening everywhere, not only just here in our area, but it's happening everywhere. And sometimes if you would notice your surroundings, have your ears open, your eyes open, if it doesn't look right, more than likely it's not right. But if you think it's not right, it's better to be safe than sorry. Get some help, okay? And I think Minister Brown was on earlier. I don't know what part she told you all, but there is a number to call. You don't have to try to tackle and handle things yourself because you may put yourself in harm's way. So there is a number to call. And if you can't call that number, dial 911. Get a tag number. Give a description. All of that is important in getting someone back. The traffickers are out there. They're looking for men, women, boys, and girls. They have no, they does not discriminate. So if you know if you know of anyone that need this information, because it takes a village to raise the children, but we're supposed to look out for everyone. So we're on the line today to give you more information, to make you more aware that it is so real. And a lot of times people are looking for the individual that's looking, oh, shabby, like he's from the street, she's from the street. But these people sometimes are well-educated. They come in three-piece suit. They're dressed nicely, so they can fool anyone, even adults they can fool. But keep your ears and eyes open. This is so real.
Thank you so very much. You're still listening to Facing Your Fears, a radio talk show hosted by Evangelist Norma Chapman. And we will be giving some information and numbers on the National Human Trafficking Hotline. You will receive that number before the show is over, and the time is far been spent. And we do want to share some more information with our listeners out there on today. We want to talk about the outcomes. The outcomes of you getting involved, the outcomes of you wanting more to learn more about this deadly crime, the outcome of being a participant and being aware of how important it is for you to join in this fight in helping our young boys and our young girls be aware of this and educated on human trafficking, which is the same as sex trafficking. The outcomes are to positively impact self-awareness and self-esteem in girls ages 5 through 17, to build a collision within communities and families, which will, with time, decrease the number of girls being kidnapped or lured into sex trafficking, to help impact laws on that they target the criminals and not the victim. In other words, you know, we are living in an environment and a society where you don't know who the perpetrators are. There are perpetrators in the churches. They're pastors. They are bringing the word of God, and they are perpetrators telling the children God that they are bringing a message to. And they are perpetrators selling these children to sex traffickers. Also, it could be in your family. Miss Adjure, she's still listening in on our conversation today. That was the incident there in Hammond where it aired the news, where this young lady had lost her mother and her family members, uncles and aunties and cousins, had her living in the backyard like in a dog cage, where they were just feeding her and forced her to eat her mother's ashes. And then they were feeding her, and there were people that were passing. They were selling her to people who was on the who were passing that were living in the neighborhood. Now, I think we talked about right here in Hammond, Louisiana, listeners. So I'm more than sure it's going on somewhere else in the United States. That's how important it is. And you just heard Ms. Algerate, and she just shared her story, what could have happened to her young girl at the age of, I think she said she was 13 at the time, and this little baby that was in the car. Thank God that God covered them with his blood, and they are not caught up somewhere, Quall City or something, another city, and they are being or forced into prostitution or being all manner of evil that's happening to them. I thank God for protecting them. And we thank God for protecting all of the young girls and young boys. But we do want you to be aware that perpetrators are right there in your school, on your school ground. They're looking for ages. The age limit is from 6 to 17 years old. That is the age range that they're looking for. And that is what they target. They target these little girls at the shopping center, at the bus stop, going to the corner, at their corner grocery stores, sitting on their own front porch. An incident happened where a young lady got snatched off of her porch and put into a bag. You know, and they can be playing in their backyard, their front yard. But parents, be aware. Make sure that you keep at all times, keep your eyes on your children. Make sure you educate them. should be aware of who they come in contact with. Somebody looks suspicious. I mean, I don't care if it's a little girl, you want some candy. Little girl, I got the designer shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Little girl, so that's what they're talking them with. They know our young children love candy. They know our young children is all into these Nikes or whatever kind of shoes and jackets that they're wearing. Just somehow they lure them away from home, and it could very well be your child's boyfriend. They are known also to befriend your daughters and then pretend like they're taking them out to a show, to a movie. The daughter trusts them. You trust them. Because why? Because the girl has brought them home and said, Mama, this is my friend who liked me at school or a schoolmate. They paid them to lure your child away from home. And the next thing you know, she thinks she's going to a movie. And when she gets a couple of blocks from the house, there's a sheet or a blanket thrown over her head, and she's lured into a vase, and there she's caught up with human trafficking. So we must be aware and be knowledgeable and educated on this deadly crime. I am going to go down again and see if we have anybody else who wants to tune in and join in this conversation. Does your life matter? With our guest today, Minister, Elder Minister Glenda Brown, the Director of Justice for Girls and Sex and Human Trafficking, and with her special guest, Elder Kimley Gray Harmon. She's Assistant Director of Justice for Girls and Sex and Human Trafficking. And they live in Macon, Georgia, and they serve their surrounding area there in Georgia. We want to thank them, and I want to personally let them know how much I appreciate their services around the world, educating our children, and I pray that God will continue to give them wisdom and knowledge and guidance on how to minister and how to get this important information out as they go to and for around not just in Georgia but around the United States and other Justice for Girls or directors and the ones that's working with the Justice for Girls. We want to also thank you all for your services. And I think that it is well needed in our lives today. This is you know that I am a biggest supporter of domestic violence. I'm a domestic violence survivor. But I also know that there's many ways that domestic violence could be connected in the criminal, into our criminal society. And sex trafficking and human trafficking is one of the ways that attaches itself to domestic violence. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time is set for being spent at 5:27, and our show ends at 5:30. And at this time, we would like to let our listeners get some information, some phone numbers. You can contact National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or text BEFREE at 233-733. If you have knowledge of a trafficking situation that has taken place at an APC licensed location, please contact them at 504-444. This is for our Louisiana area, 504-444-5666, or they can email it at www.atctrafficking@atcla.gov. Well, it's time for today's show to come to an end. Before we close the show on today, I want to thank our special guest, Minister Brown, and I'm so very sorry that Elder Herman was late getting in. We want to thank her for tuning in, one of our special guests as well, for being on the show today and sharing important information on how you can help save a life. And we have a very few minutes. I've got to talk real fast. Give out a number where they can contact you as well, because we only have 2 minutes to do this. Ms. Brown, first, give your contact information, please.
You can contact me at 478-250-7368. Or you can email me at glnbr6@gmail.com.
Ms. Kimberly, give your information.
Okay, I'm Kimberly Harmon. I can be contacted at all lowercase letters, KimberlyHarmon87@yahoo.com. And the same number that Ms. Brown just gave you, I can be contacted at that number as well. But my email again is KimberlyHarmon87@yahoo.com.
And again, you can contact, I'm your host, there is Norma Chapman. I can be contacted at Norma_@yahoo.com, or you can contact me on my Facebook page, or you can go to my What Faith Can Do page, or you can contact me at code 504-333-9550. Ladies and gentlemen, and all of my listeners out there, may God forever bless and keep you, and continue tuning in on Facing Your Fears. Norma, Evangelist Norma Chapman. And that will include our show for today, and you be blessed. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Be blessed.
Thank you. All right.